It is episode 6, and we are talking nothing but WWE Payback tonight and maybe some other headlines in the WWE. Stick around. This is the Oversell Podcast! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Oversell Podcast. My name is Derek.
I am Mike.
And Dan is on his way to join us. He should be here when we start giving our WWE Payback predictions, but for right now, it's just me and Mike flying duo. I would say flying solo, but that would not make sense, kind of like the Lone Rangers.
Yeah.
But very interesting week in the WWE this week. One thing, news, kind of pissed me off. The Elimination Chamber is returning. Great, grand, wonderful. You're just a couple of months late. That pay-per-view was in Memphis. Thanks a lot, WWE. You really ticked me off with that one. Mike, how are you feeling about that?
I'm glad it's coming back. I understand why they couldn't do it here. It's the newer arenas aren't equipped to hold the chamber.
Bullshit. They could have figured out a way to make it work in Memphis.
No, I'm sure they could have.
Bullshit.
But they said they couldn't, and that's why they had to change it.
It's going to be interesting to see what matches they pull off. I think they're going to do something with the Intercontinental title. Is that right?
Yeah. And the tag titles
are going to
be in the chamber.
Wonder how that's going to work. Are the tag teams going to actually be in a pod?
Yeah, what I've read, they're actually going to have tag team in the pod, and then basically just like a regular chamber match, only two people will come out at once.
Man, what if you were tag teaming with the Big Show at that time? Wouldn't that suck?
They have to make those bigger. Somebody's going to have to sit on his shoulders or something.
Well, Big E is not a small individual with his pecs that are the size of my head. And him, and I guess, if it's Kofi or Xavier Woods. did you get a chance to see the E60 piece on ESPN?
No, haven't watched it
yet. I've heard nothing but good things. I have not. I've been meaning to watch it. I haven't had a chance to yet. But Xavier Rhodes was a big story on it.
Xavier Woods.
Who's Xavier Rhodes? I think he's a football player.
I think you just combined two people.
They also talked a lot about...
Mick Foley was talking about how it really changed his view of Adam Rose.
That's what a lot... Joseph, my buddy Joe, Papa Joe, he said that he's now an Adam Rose guy because I guess he's gone through so much to get where he is right now. And if it means a push for Adam Rose, that's great. I like Adam Rose. I think they barely got the gimmick started in NXT before they pulled him to the main roster.
Right.
And, I was excited to see him because it was something different, something new. But, it's just one of those things where it just kind of died off.
They cut it too quick. I mean, I think they kind of panicked when it didn't get over as much as it was in NXT. And I think they just pulled it too quick.
Yeah. And it's a classic case of how many times do we see that? A lot these days.
Yeah.
I mean, give people time to develop these characters when they're bringing them up, because all it takes is that one little tweak, like with Adrian Neville, and you're doing everything right, because Adrian Neville, since he's debuted on this roster, he's been nothing but strong.
Oh, yeah.
He had a match with... Was he in... No.
Yeah, this past week on Raw,
he had a match with Cena. Yeah, and he another great showing by the guy. Yeah. I mean, they got to be careful. One thing they're doing with Cena is too many people are starting to kick out of the AA.
Oh, yeah.
But because then it's going to lose. It's
not really a finisher anymore.
Right, right. And then he may resort to using that dumb
springboard stunner.
Don't even get me started on that. That's a whole nother episode one day. We'll talk about bad finishers.
We should do that. That's easily another one we can do.
I've already got the one in my top list. I'll even go ahead and say it. Hulk Hogan's leg drop was so bad. Anyway, that's another time for another day. Some... kind of sad news. Daniel Bryan had to relinquish the Intercontinental title. He did it under his own accord, right? It wasn't the authority or anything.
No, wasn't storyline-wise that somebody forced him to. It's, he came out and did it himself.
Yeah, and it's really sad because Daniel Bryan's, one of their best characters. He's over the moon and back. And, I have a feeling this may be end of the line for Daniel Bryan.
That's what I'm worried about. I think I even, you know, asked y'all about that last week when, you know, once he couldn't wrestle at the last pay-per-view, you knew something was up, and you knew that he was going to have to give up the title. He wasn't going to be back in time.
No.
And it just sucks that this is almost exactly a year after he had to give up the heavyweight title.
Yeah, man. Injuries suck. You can't plan for them. I mean, it's nothing, you know, Daniel Bryan did himself. It's just things happen.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in a dangerous sport. And, you know, it just sucks. I love Daniel Bryan. He's one of my favorite characters to have come along the past 5 years, you know. He got over in the most simple way. All it took was one word.
Yeah.
And right after WrestleMania, and he gets pushed to the moon, and, you know, just his body getting beat up. You know, he probably already had...
He had years 10, and years 10,
15
before.
Years of bumps already on his body by the time he got to the WWE, and it's just... Injuries taking their toll.
Just break down.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, Kevin Nash can't answer the phone without tearing his quads. WWE Payback is this weekend. Already one thing that really ticks me off is you're going to have this new Mega Powers tag team taking on the Ascension. And I know how this match is going to end. And it's not going to be pretty for the Ascension. Because this... I don't know if I like this whole Mega Powers gimmick.
I love it. It's repeating something that's already been done, but it's fun to watch. I really think as long as they don't drop the ball with it and just only do this for like a couple weeks, I think they can be one of the biggest, you know, the most popular tag teams.
Damian Sandow, for some reason, I don't like this part of his angle they've done with him. Get him back in the pink and purple tights and get him back to insulting crowds as the intellectual savior. Get him back. That was his best stuff.
True.
He was at the top of his game when he was doing that stuff. Silence! I mean, he was doing great heel work. And I know I loved it, so I mean, I know I'm not reacting the way the WWE would want me to, but I thought that was his best work in this whole... I don't know. I don't like the Macho Mandow thing. Maybe I'm in the minority, but that's how I feel about it.
I enjoy the multiple gimmicks where he would come out and just be somebody different every week, depending on you know where he was.
I like the guy that did it first, and that was the Big Show.
True.
But I don't know. I don't like. I just don't like where they're going. I think Sandow is way too. I can't even think of a word right now. He's better than what he's been given.
Like I said, I like it. I'm just glad they didn't. You know, this is what got him, you know, over with the fans for the most part, was the little gimmicks being, you know, another, you know, character that's already been done for the most part. You know, I'm glad that they didn't just. I'm glad that he's still there now. I mean, after the whole Miz thing, they could have easily just. Pushed him off to the side, you know, Miz isn't here anymore, so he's going to be gone for a couple weeks or months, and we'll repackage him with something else later. I mean, he stuck around. And
you know, it goes back to you got to make the most with the minute you're given.
Right.
And I guess that's what he's doing. I just don't like the angle. I can't bring myself to like it.
I think it's going to be entertaining as long as it lasts.
You know what would be crazy? It's if in this match, it is a squash match for the Ascension. That's what I want it to be. Holy hell, that would be amazing. But they build up these mega powers, whatever, and Victor and Connor come in there and steamroll them, get a quick 1-2-3, and that's the match. And people would probably be more sympathetic with the mega powers then.
Right.
And people would start seeing the Ascension as a force.
If they would see them that way. I mean, they haven't been pushed that way yet. And I don't know. We've said it before. WWE's really dropped the ball with the Ascension.
And yet, I'm sure they're going to try to find a way to blame that on the Ascension themselves.
Right. But I mean, yeah, if they came in and just completely squashed the Mega Powers,
that would be amazing.
And it could set up for a, you know, 2 or 3 month feud between them and actually get both teams over.
Yeah, and it finally make the Ascension look like a credible threat like they should be.
Right.
What else we got? What's the card looking like, Mike?
All right. Well, the match we just talked about, that's going to be on the pre-show, I believe.
Yep.
Because
yep.
Anything that we like is always on the pre-show.
Of course.
It wasn't on WWE.com yet, but I did see that the Divas are having a match, not for the title.
Okay.
Tag team match, the Bellas versus Naomi and Tamina.
I am so excited. Am I the only one that's excited that Tamina's back? Tamina?
None.
She is a force that Divas division needs. You need that one badass chick who looks like she could beat up some men, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at the Divas division over the years. You had Beth Phoenix, you know, China. And the Tori. You know, some of these chicks, they look like chicks you don't want to mess with, and Tamina is one of those chicks. And, you know, it's kind of like when they had Karma.
Right.
You know, she...
For that, like, that 3 weeks.
It's like, because it adds to a story, how are you going to beat this chick?
Right. I mean, it adds, you know, just like any story, you know, like when Big Show's in a match against anybody, because everybody's smaller than him, it's like, how are they going to beat him?
Right.
It goes the same way with her. I just don't really... I don't know. I haven't seen Tamina enough. I mean, they haven't used her in the ring that much. I mean, I know she's just coming off an injury and all, but even prior to that... She was the enforcer for somebody
Vicky,
else.
For Vicky Guerrero was the last time I can remember her doing anything.
Yeah.
And
I know she'd wrestled some, but, I mean, it just, she's a diva, so you're not going to get to see much of her.
It'll be, you know what, we're going to do something special on this one. What do you think the over-under is on the time they get to perform in that match? I'm saying there's no way it goes over 6.5 minutes.
Yeah, that's about what I was going to say, about 6 minutes. They'll give them more than five, but I don't think they're going to break 7.
They won't get 15 or 10, definitely. So you said it's the Bellas versus
Naomi and Tamina.
Tamina.
And it's not for a title. It's just a grudge match.
Yeah, well, you know, they're going to show them the true version of family, even though I don't know how much the Usos and Tamina are actually related, because... I just found out recently not all Samoans are related. Next match.
One I'm really looking forward to, because they work well together in the little time that they've had, you know, since he's been brought up. But Bad News Barrett and Neville.
That's going to be a great match, and it's finally on a main card.
Yeah.
I think the past, it's either been, they've done it on Superstars, online,
it was on the network. The finals of the King of the Ring.
Right, and... That which was on the network. It's glad to see that they're finally on it. Are we going to call this a pay per view? Or we?
I still call them that for now. I mean,
because
they're like Super Raws or something.
There we go. There we go. On this Super Raw,
Maze Super Raw.
Are they going to? But it's good to see them on the main card. And I really Neville has been. It's so great.
Neville was one I actually did watch in NXT, and I loved him. I mean the. He's got the look, even though he's a smaller guy, and it really looks like they're pushing him. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to have a title anytime soon, but they're keeping him relevant. They're putting him in good matches.
I bet you he's going to be in that Intercontinental Elimination
easily.
Chamber, and I would I think it'd be great if he won it.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And this could lead into something to it. You know, another keep the Barrett Neville feud going.
Yeah.
You know, whoever wins this match, they see each other again in the Elimination Chamber. Which, you know, Neville has been, they've done him so well. And, you know, I got kind of scared when I heard they're bringing him up, because he's, apparently there was something about
a Mighty Mouse gimmick.
Yeah, and that didn't, that yeah. When I heard that, I almost wanted to punch the computer monitor I was looking at.
I read some things that they were going to do that since they knew Rey Mysterio was gone.
Yeah.
And they needed another little guy for the kids to root for.
You know, I'm glad, you know, I bet you Kalisto coming along. Kind of helps them with, okay, we got this other small Mexican Lucha Libre guy. Let's not do that with Neville and let him do his thing.
Yeah.
And it's been wonderful. It's been refreshing.
And I've always been a fan of Barrett.
I like Barrett too. Barrett is very underrated as a talent and what he's done with the WWE.
He's a great worker and he's great on the mic.
He's awesome on
the mic.
I mean,
even that time when he was injured for a while and he was just coming out doing the Bad News. I mean,
right. Right,
oh,
that was
great.
It's always the smallest thing that all you had to do is, afraid I got some bad news. It's great how these quick phrases come out. Like,
and that started on like the JBL and Cole show, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Like, he started doing that on there, and then they were like, hey, bring this to TV.
Well, you know, that's kind of how Excuse Me got started with Vicky Guerrero. She just said it just to cover because she forgot her lines in the match. And the next night, the guy's like, hey, do that Excuse Me thing again. Yeah. That really got the crowd. And then
that was the biggest thing, yeah.
I mean, it got Vicky over as one of the biggest heels in the WWE. But
the amount of heat that Vicky could get was amazing. I mean, you couldn't hear what she was saying because she was getting booed so
absolutely
loud.
Absolutely, man. It's great. You know, Stephanie's like that now, too. Stephanie's over as a heel. It's not even funny. And why? Because she's cutting these good, scathing promos. Yeah. And but this is going to be – this has a chance to steal the show.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Absolutely.
So, next match.
Rematch between Ziggler and Sheamus. I don't think there's any kind of stipulation to it.
Well, that's good. So no arses are going to be kicked.
Right. I'm sure that'll play into it somehow.
Yeah.
Ziggler's great. I love all his matches. I mean, he sells, I think, better than anybody on the roster
now. He flies around, and that's why he makes a good face, because a good face has to fly around, take good, mean bumps for your heel. And Sheamus is that guy. I'm so happy he's back as a heel. I did not like him as a face. It was stale. It was watching like another John Cena type, because there wasn't any substance to him being a face to me.
I think this is a good pairing. I mean, Sheamus, the big bruiser, brawler, you know, he looks like he can hurt somebody. And the way Ziggler takes those shots, I mean, it looks like he's truly getting hurt.
Which he probably is.
Oh, yeah.
But that's another candidate to steal the show. Anytime Ziggler steps in a ring these days, he's one of the guys that you are always going to be sure that he's going to steal a show. I think we got Ryback Wyatt in this one, right?
Yeah. The Riot match. That's what I kept calling it in my head.
All right. Bray Wyatt has to win this match.
Yeah.
There's no other way around it. I mean, he needs some credible wins on a pay-per-view or on these Super Raws.
Super Raws.
He has to win this match.
And
he has to win clean. He needs a good clean win to make him look like a monster. If they want him to be a monster, no more kids singing, no more holograms or whatever. Give Bray Wyatt a clean win over Ryback. I mean, Ryback's still over. What's it going to hurt?
It's going to be an interesting match. It's still kind of odd seeing these two paired up together, but I don't know. Two big guys. It's going to be a real physical match, obviously. I mean, anything Ryback's in is physical because just of his size and just the look.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, Bray's... I know we're not two predictions yet, but Bray has to go over in this.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't make sense for him not to.
Yeah, and, you know, he went from a feud with... who'd he feud with at WrestleMania? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Only Undertaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He goes from a feud with The Undertaker to Ryback. I mean, that's a pretty big drop. And he needs a win to kind of get some momentum because, you know, Wyatt's a future champion, I think.
He better be.
I mean, it's that simple to me. He has the mic skills. You know, I like his ring style. For what it's all a part of his character.
Yeah.
And it all works well. It all works together.
He has a creepy ring style, just like the character emanates.
Next match.
We'll go with the tag team match. 2 out of 3 falls match with New Day and Cesaro and Kid.
This is going to be a good match.
Yeah.
New Day has really impressed me with their heel work. Here recently,
yes.
They got some things.
Once they became heel, they became great.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, they got to keep being annoying. They got to keep, the cheating to win. Eventually, you got to get a clean win, but right now, I could see them. They're gonna get the win, I guess I'm skipping to a prediction here. didn't mean to, but I think they'll get the win, but they're gonna cheat to get that final pin somehow. And it's going to be good.
I love 2 out of 3 falls matches. They always seem to be great. They always seem to go to the third fall. I think there's been a couple here recently that they've done where it just went 2 falls. And I would like to see that happen this time.
Yeah, yeah, especially. this is going to be a very entertaining match. I've been nothing but impressed with Cesaro and Kid since they've teamed up together. It reminds me so much of the Hart Foundation. You got the quick, speedy, better wrestler in
Kid,
yeah. And the more powerhouse brawler in Cesaro, and they're perfect compliments. Yeah, that big swing drop kick move is pretty damn cool looking, and it's good to see Tyson and Cesaro getting the push they're getting right now, because they're two very good performers. Mike's skills could be a little bit better, but they are what they are, and I've been really impressed with them since they've teamed up.
Yeah, I think this has potential to steal the show.
It could.
I mean,
it could.
It's hard to say that against some of the other matches.
It's always hard to say that against Dolph Ziggler.
Right.
And because he just
being a 2 out of 3 falls match. I mean, you know that they're going into this. I mean, they're planning this out, and I think it's going to be very impressive.
Yep. Next match.
We got the Cena and Rusev I Quit match. The best thing about this, it's the final match between these three or two. It's their third match, and this is supposed to end the feud.
Well, it's good because this feud has kind of gotten stale to me a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many times can these guys go? How many ways can this match win? How weak does Rusev lose? How weak does Rusev look if he says, I quit?
He's not going to say, I quit.
Okay. And John Cena's not going to say, I quit either.
No.
It's going to be interesting to see how this match comes. Can Rusev enter in a tank again? Because I still think that was like the coolest damn entrance. And it's going to be interesting. Could this start the breakup between Rusev and Lana?
I think this finalizes the breakup. I think this is what happened. I guess this kind of goes into prediction, but or what I would want to see. Let's put it this way. I'm thinking Lana should be the one to quit for him.
Throw in the towel or something
right.
like that. Yeah.
So it doesn't make him look weak. He's not the one who gave up, but he still loses the match. And then that.
And, you know, it's kind of weird how their relationship has changed, because he used to be kind of like a puppet for Lana. Like, he put people in the accolade, and he wouldn't stop until Lana ordered him.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like the shift in power has happened, and Rusev's looking the more dominant guy, telling Lana to get out of here.
Right. But that's the slow face turn for Lana.
And it's going to bring massive nuclear heat to Rusev.
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably going to end up being a good move for him. Once again, I could see him being a future champion as well.
Yeah. Needs to be.
He would be a great heel champion. I mean, we've already seen him when he was the U.S. champion.
Yeah.
And he was destroying folks. I mean, he's just a really big, destructive looking dude.
And it still impresses me that he does it barefoot.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody steps in the ring barefoot and just beats ass, I just get a whole new respect for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jimmy Snuka is one of those guys that did it too. And Rusev, man, he's really impressed me since, you know, that first appearance at the Rumble where it took about 12 guys to get him eliminated.
Oh, yeah. And great agility for a guy his size.
Some of those kicks he throws where I can't get my leg that high, and I'm nowhere near the build he is. Next match.
The Fatal 4-Way.
All right. This match is going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose in this match together, it's going to tear the house down. I have that feeling. I got really excited when they decided to add Dean Ambrose to the match, and it adds another very intriguing, crazy element, and we're getting a Shield reunion.
Yeah.
And who are we going to see a triple power bomb on Orton? Could we see some turns here? I mean, how crazy would it be if the other two guys join the Authority and the Shield is back together?
That's what I'm hoping for.
It's not going to happen.
You know, I mentioned it last week, how when we kind of mentioned this match and I told you I was gonna, you know, save it for this episode, that's what I would love to happen. I want to see, you know, the Shield reform, you know, take out Orton, you know, Rollins keeps the title, Shield's back together. It would be great because that would put super heat on all three of them. They're already booing Roman Reigns anyway,
right?
So
right,
having Ambrose turn his back on the fans again.
And like
crazy just, heat.
And with Roman Reigns turning heel, it adds kind of like a rock element to where now he can finally say, like, you want to boo me?
Right.
All of you people suck. And, you know, he can say what he actually feels about all the people. And it's a great way to
get over.
Yeah, yeah. And eventually people would learn, hey, he's tall, calling us assholes, man. Yeah, this guy
we're
great.
We're cheering him now.
Two more of the dick sucker shirts, please. That's a reference to a wrestling video. If you haven't watched it, it's called Wrestling Isn't Wrestling, a video by Max Landis. Look it up on YouTube.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Back to the match.
That's what I want to happen.
Man, I'm not going to lie.
In a perfect world, that would be great.
I'm not going to lie. I'd love to see it, too. Any chance where Ambrose, you're seeing him as a face now. People love him. Wait until you see him as a heel. Because he is going to destroy the microphone when he's allowed to say whatever the hell he wants to say as a heel.
And the only reason I don't think that will happen is because it's still kind of too soon. I mean, it's only been about a year since they broke up, but
we're not saying it's going to happen. It'd just be really cool.
That's what I want to happen.
Yeah, and I'm sure the authorities, we're going to see J&J security get involved.
Kane is going to be involved for sure.
Of course.
Because his job is on the line with authority, basically.
Yeah, and who knows? He may say, screw you. And
right, yeah. I mean, we could get a full Kane face turn again.
Again. And then a couple weeks later, he'll take his mask back off and
right.
Whatever. But that's your payback card. We're going to get to predictions here right after a break. Stick around. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Oversell Podcast. Hey, look who finally decided to show up. Dan is now here.
I walked in the door.
Quick housekeeping before we get to our extreme rules, our payback predictions. Be sure you're following us on Twitter. We are at Oversell Podcast. I am at Schropnuts, Schroepnuts.
I am at One Dangerous Dan, all spelled out.
At WolfMike23.
Also, be sure you head on over to OversellPodcast.com. Check out everything we got there. Funny pictures, our podcast, of course. Information about the Coliseum event.
Yeah.
And the stuff for Connor's Cure.
Yep.
And I think I've got us confirmed if you guys are interested in going. I think I've got us confirmed for a booth over there.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. We'll have to figure out how to get...
If the Grizzlies aren't playing, I guess you guys can make it.
Yeah, I doubt they'll be playing.
Yeah. At this point, I doubt they'll be playing.
I love them, but yeah, I think that's... It's about
all right. Well, y'all are talking about this basketball crap on my wrestling podcast, so we're not gonna.
I'm sorry.
We're not gonna get into that. But Dan, before we get started into our payback predictions, can you give us a quick NWA Mid South update from the weekend?
NWA Mid South. Well, I wasn't there, so I can't really give you an update on that. But I had the weekend off, and I was after the huge show. I just decided to take a few weeks off and, some family stuff, some home stuff. And I stayed home with my family and enjoyed my time.
That's good.
They still, I was told they still had a good showing of fans and everything there, though, and had a big show and put on a good, entertaining set of matches for the fans. I mean, that's what we do every week, and that's what everybody needs to come out and see in Dyersburg every week. So,
yes, sir. Follow them on Twitter at @NWA_MidSouth.
Yep, at NWA.
Get out there and follow them. We're following them on Twitter on the Oversell Podcast account. Mm-hmm. You should be, too. Let's go into, Daniel, a couple things we talked about while you're gone. Elimination Chamber's coming back. Told the world that I'm pissed off because that pay-per-view should have been done in Memphis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that was that's the normal time of year to do it right there in January, February when they visited us.
The 1 year they come down and that pay-per-view shows up in
Memphis. You didn't
like
Fastlane? What's wrong?
Fastlane wasn't that bad of a card to me, but Elimination Chamber was just, and the Forum would have been so cool.
And I was so hyped because, you know, they announced that like 6-7 months prior.
But they didn't have a name for it yet.
Well, no, at the time, it was like, you know, when you looked on the site, it was Elimination Chamber, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a few months later, they were like, nope, it's Fastlane.
You know, like, we made a mistake. Yeah.
But because like the arena can't hold the Elimination Chamber.
Here's the thing is like, I've got something to point out here that I kind of like immediately put together when I saw Elimination Chamber. It was like, okay. Sami Zayn, hurt. Daniel Bryan, hurt. How many other guys are in an injured reserve right now?
Hideo Itami,
hurt. So what are you going to do? You're going to have an Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, where more than likely you're going to have some people hurt.
Get hurt, yeah.
I mean, like, your chance of injury goes, like, through the roof in the Elimination Chamber.
Triple H almost died in the first one.
Like, the guy who's running the company right now almost died in one of the Elimination Chambers. I mean, crushed trachea for crying out loud.
They still are exciting matches, though.
I'm not taking anything away from it, but it's a dangerous match. It takes years off of people's lives, you know?
Well, that's one thing I know I said about Daniel Bryan earlier. You know, by the time he got in the WWE, he probably had 10, 15 years just of bumps on his body.
Yeah.
And, you know, that on top of everything else he's done in the WWE and... He's not the type of guy. He's not going to lollygag through a match.
No, he's not.
And you're giving. He's giving you everything he's got.
He knows one speed, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you know that it just sucks because a guy so talented, you know, with all the wear and tear his body already had before he even got to the WWE, and
it's just taking its toll on him.
Yeah. And it's finally caught up to him.
Yeah, and it's tough to see that, you know. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I have to wonder when John Cena's time is up, when his body starts falling apart on him.
Yeah.
Because you can work out all you want to.
Well.
But the older your body gets,
you're
going to start falling apart.
But John Cena's also not jumping off the top rope these days.
That's true.
He's not jumping through the ropes.
He's jumping off the second rope now. Springboard stunner.
Oh, that is such a stupid move.
Got to admit, the first time he did it, you were impressed.
No, not even the first time.
Oh, come on. Give the man some credit. He's trying to be innovative.
I gave John Cena credit last week in my fantasy card where I put him in the main event versus Hulk Hogan. That's as much credit as I'll give John Cena.
Well, he now has six moves of doom, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. A John Cena match just improved to, what, 3 seconds?
Yeah, there you go.
However long it takes to pull off that move.
I enjoy him doing that. I think it's funny. It's a funny move to see him do because he's a huge dude.
Oh, yeah.
And he's springboarding off the second rope doing something.
He's
like, the NXT guys are doing it. Why can't I?
Speaking of big dudes, I was on, I think it was reddit.com/r/squaredcircle.
Mm-hmm.
For professional wrestling fans, you need to visit this site. And I saw a picture of Big Van Vader.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look fat. He just looks like a humongous power lifter,
man.
He's
like a tank.
Yeah.
Like a van.
I mean, yeah.
He's a van. Mm-hmm.
That's reddit.com/r/squaredcircle, I think is where I saw it. But, you know, when you said John Cena's a big guy, I saw this and I'm like, I mean, he's got the big puffed out chest and could barely drop his arms.
Well, I mean, I remember the last time I saw him on Raw, and he did a move to somebody where he did like a clothesline or something, and it knocked him down as well as the guy that he was doing it to. And to get back up, Vader had to go flat on his belly and push himself up inch by inch with his hands back to his feet, you know.
Well, he was never a small man.
Yeah, but he could get up at least before. You know, it was like now he's got to, like, you know, somehow walk himself back up to his feet for some reason. But, you know, that's just, you know, you see him as a power lifter, but maybe, I don't know.
I mean, maybe
time's catching up with him a little bit.
Well, in this picture, he looked freaking jacked.
Within the last couple of years, he might have tried losing some weight and getting fit and stuff. Who knows?
Maybe we can get one more quick Vader run.
We only saw him at Hall of Fame. We only saw him from the neck up. So
yeah, that's true.
They never gave a full body shot of Vader. You know, I don't know what the deal was with that, but
I don't know how we got to talking about freaking Vader. We went from John Cena's stupid finisher to Vader. Let's go ahead and Dan, any thoughts about Payback before we get into our predictions?
I'm interested to see a few things, you know. You know, I honestly have not looked at the card to be honest with you. I mean, I'm more jazzed up about the Elimination pay per view. I mean, as unjazzed I am about it, you know, that, you know, all these guys are injured and they're going to put all the rest of the guys that aren't injured in a spot where they might be injured. You know, it just kind of like took away from the Payback pay per view.
Right. Yeah. but you know? Payback's got a pretty good card, especially for you know, the past couple of years that they've done Payback. It was just kind of almost a blow-off pay-per-view.
Because they've got Cena Rusev again, I know that.
Right, and I Quit match.
And the I Quit match. So that ought to, you know, the Four Corners match.
The Fatal Four-Way,
you know. I'm talking about the pay-per-view before. Cena and Rusev. The Four Corners match. Was interesting. That was an interesting take on a Four Corners match. I'm going to be, you know, because we all know the different, you know, screw job endings they've had over the years from I Quit matches and stuff like that. So you have to wonder what they've got cooked up for this one. You know, and the Fatal Four Way that I see Rollins walking out, you know, champion on that one, but I see like a show stealer match there. For a main event, that's a good main event. That's a great main event to have, and a good number of guys to have in there. And the guys that they have in there with Dean Ambrose, Randy Orton,
Roman Reigns, and
Seth Rollins. Yeah. So
yeah, we were talking earlier how mainly it was me talking about how it would be great if it was the Shield reforms during that match.
Yeah,
they take out, you know, Orton. And it would put so much heat on the three of them again.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, you know, Reigns is already getting booed, so it gives purpose for that.
The only person I'd hate to see it happen to is Dean Ambrose right now.
So. But it would just be crazy heat because if he turned his back on the fans at this point where he's, you know, probably top two faces right now, I mean, fan-wise.
Yeah. But who else have you got as a face? I mean, you know.
Orton.
Ryback.
Yeah.
You know, Ziggler, you know. I mean, I can't even think of all the faces right now. Anybody who would actually move up, you know, into a Cena status or something like that, you know.
Right. But that's what that's what we're hoping for. No, probably not going to happen.
No,
but it would be great.
Definitely will not happen, but it would be pretty damn cool. And like you said earlier, it may be a little too soon.
Yeah, never say never. There's one thing you've learned from watching WWE over the years, never say never.
I never thought that people would actually be interested in a Mega Powers fake parody tag team.
I saw WWE or somebody put that on YouTube, and I specifically looked that up to see what that was all about and to see, you know, the reaction they got. They got a reaction.
Yeah.
You know? It was cool, but I mean, still, you got to think. You know, are they just feeding the Ascension to those guys, or are those guys being fed to the Ascension?
Yeah,
it's always in the back of the. You know, that's what it's going to end up being. You know, it's going to be them getting fed to one or the other. You know.
Well, my thought for the match is, I think it would be great if the Ascension just steamrolled them.
I think it would be great too.
It'd be great for both teams. It'd make
or they use this as the catalyst to where the Ascension just goes absolute berserk and says, "You know what? Screw this. We did our NXT thing. We rolled over everybody, you know, screw what they want to do with us on Raw, you know.
Right.
We're just going to start doing what we do best and start rolling over everybody because if they take a loss here, you're back to Santino Marella status here.
If they lose to this Mega Powers team, that's the end of the line. I don't think it's recovery.
No,
you cannot recover from
Not going to recover from it unless you do something very drastic with it.
It's time to repackage.
Yeah.
Which, how can you repackage these guys? What are you going to do? Turn them into rosebuds?
They haven't done anything else.
Well, that's maybe they do
I'd
something with Bray
like
Wyatt.
To see that. I mean, they've got a three-man, you know, team with the
Adam Rose. Yeah.
Well, you got a three-man team
put them with New Day. Put them
with
Wyatt. That's what I would do if you want it. That's the only thing I would think. Let's go ahead. Do we want to go ahead and get in predictions now, Dan? Anything
else?
Yeah,
sure. I got to see a card, though.
We got the card.
Oh, you got the card. Okay. Yeah.
We got the card.
All right. So you guys take it, and I'll...
Well, Mike?
I'll follow up.
Let's start from probably... We want the Fatal 4-Way last, of course.
Okay.
Probably
okay.
Rusev, all right. Let's start with last.
All right. Let's start with the... Like we did when we were doing the rundown. We'll start with the Divas match.
All right. So you got Tamina Snuka, however the hell you say it.
Oh, God, man.
Naomi versus the Bellas.
Yeah,
the one
tag
chick.
Team match.
You got the one chick back in WWE that scares the shit out of me. Like, no lie, dudes. I know I've told the story before. She shook my hand backstage. I thought she was going to rip my arm off and beat me over the head with it because she literally, that's the strongest
was
handshake.
She nice, though?
She was nice. She was very respectful. You could tell she's grown up in the wrestling business. You can tell that.
Right.
Because she's very respectful of people. So, but like I said, she's got freaking a coconut cracking grip on her. You know, and I'd love to see Tamina get over. I'd love to see it. Because that's... I love wrestling. I love when a wrestler gets into wrestling, but I also love when it's pure brute strength that is just there,
right.
And they can use it to their advantage. And Tamina has that.
And you know, she's something I said earlier. She's, you know, you need a diva like her in the division. She's your Beth Phoenix.
Yeah,
she's your China.
Yes,
she's your Karma. Even though Karma didn't get that much of a run, she could be a destructive force because she's not like any of the other divas on the roster. Mm-hmm.
And it was a good idea to pair her up with Naomi, too. It was a very good idea to do that. It gives Naomi a little bit more of a anchor as a heel.
It's funny that the Bellas are coming into this kind of the faces.
Yeah.
If I don't know. I still think they're not really booking heels versus faces in the Divas division
catty girls is what they're going for.
Yeah, I'm not going to... I can't say what I want to say because people think I'm a prick or something. I don't know. All right, I'm going to take the Bellas in this match.
I'm taking Tamina and Naomi.
Yeah, that's the way I'm going. Since it's not for a title... They're putting the heels over.
You got to put the heels over. You're not defending a title.
I'm so stupid. I took them.
You're not defending a title.
It's
a great opportunity to get the heels over.
Crap. I'm going to edit this out to where it says, see, I told you. I took the...
It's going to be some bad editing, too. I think it's going to... The Naomi?
Well, you know, I was watching NXT this week.
I picked Naomi.
Speaking of bad editing, I was watching NXT this week, and when Sami Zayn was in the ring... And he was talking to Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
They kind of zoomed in on Kevin Owens where you couldn't see Sami Zayn talking. And it sounded so much like, my shoulder may be hurt, but I'm going to be there to take you. It looked horrible. Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, they edited it. Yeah.
Could you tell that too?
Yeah.
I mean, NXT's still awesome.
Well, they had to do it. They had to go back and do it because it was taped before Zayn got
hurt. Yeah. So. I know they're like a month ahead or something like that with their recordings.
They're like two or three weeks ahead. Yeah.
And it's still kicking ass overall week after week, at least to me.
Yeah.
Next match.
All right, let's go with the Mega Powers and Ascension.
That's on the pre-show. Always, because...
I'll say Mega Powers on this one, because... I think Ascension, I think this is going to be the nail in the coffin for the Ascension to get them repackaged. You know, those personas need to go away.
Right.
Those personas that they have right now need to go away, and they just need to wipe the slate clean and come back and be like, you know what, screw you guys, we're going to do our thing, and boom. And then they come out repackaged as themselves.
Right.
Instead of trying to play these, you know, face-painted Legion of Doom wannabes.
I want to say the Ascension. I really do.
But is that what you're saying?
My heart's saying Mega Powers. No, my heart's saying Ascension. My brain's saying Mega Powers.
Mm-hmm.
You
must choose wisely.
Hey, fuck it. I'm going to take the Ascension. I know I'm going to get so fucked over in this, too.
You have chosen
three
poorly.
Quarters.
Okay, well, then I've chosen poorly as well, because I think the Ascension's going to take this one just because they always seem to shit on Sandow.
Yeah, that's true. That is that's a damn good point.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they just threw these two together. Well, and, it's going to be a good match, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Ascension's going to go over, and hopefully it'll be like me and you were talking about earlier, Derek. It may be set up at least like a two-month feud or something between them. Just give them both some TV time, see what they can do with each other.
Yeah, I'm here's hoping for you know, you mini say Santino they, push.
You say they always shit on Sandow. They really haven't done Curtis Axel any favors since he's been back.
True.
And so two guys getting shit on, mark it down. Yeah, now I sound great. Yeah, I sound smart.
Yeah.
Next match, please.
One we're really looking forward to, Bad News Barrett and Neville.
Oh, man.
King
that's
Barrett
gonna, that's,
and Neville.
That's a close one. That's a close one.
This is going to set up.
Now,
I think,
is this for the King of the Ring?
No.
No,
this is just a grudge match.
And, you know, I think these two guys are going to end up in the Elimination Chamber against each other.
Yeah, because they've already said that the Intercontinental title, the vacated Intercontinental title, is going to be determined in the Chamber.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to take Barrett, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going to take Barrett. They want him to look strong going into that Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, he's.
And they want Neville to look more like an underdog.
No, yeah. Well, no. This would be kind of a rubber match between them, wouldn't it? Because I think Barrett got beat by Neville on the pre-show for the last pay-per-view.
I don't remember if he lost or not. I know he lost.
I know Neville beat him. But I think it was on the pre-show because that was the one where
that was when Daniel Bryan
couldn't compete. Yeah.
Right.
So they put him on the pre-show and put Neville against him, and I think Neville beat him on that one. And then they came back with Neville versus Wade Barrett for the King of the Ring.
King of the Ring.
Barrett Wade beat him on that one. So I think maybe to keep Wade on his toes, they might have Neville beat him on this one. I think it's gonna. This is a rubber match, and I think it's gonna be like you said. The Elimination Chamber will have both of these guys in it more than likely. So, excuse me. In the rubber match, it's kind of interesting to see who they pick to go over and stuff like that. I always say rubber matches, and I think, Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle, their little series of stuff they had that one year where it was, I think they faced each other at Royal Rumble or something like that, and Shawn beat him, and then they faced each other at WrestleMania, and Kurt won, and then they faced each other at SummerSlam, and then Shawn won. I mean, it's interesting, to see, because it's kind of a series of matches where you're actually getting the person over by not winning and losing.
Right.
You're showing what this person can do, and they've shown what Neville can do. So showing what Neville can do and, getting him over in that way, I see Neville pulling out a win on this one. And then Wade will probably eliminate him in the Elimination Chamber more than likely.
I think it's complete opposite. I think...
Well, screw you.
Well,
your opinions are wrong.
Well, here's the reason why I say...
You're on a losing streak.
They're pushing Neville the right way. And I think they may put the strap on him in Elimination Chamber.
Ah.
That's why I think they're going to have Barrett looking really strong in this pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
So Neville... And it helps Neville look like the underdog. So when he comes in Elimination Chamber... And he wins the Intercontinental title.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. And we can win his Elimination Chamber.
You're not going to give it to Ziggler?
I don't know.
you could tell that thought had not crossed his mind.
Well, and you know who else?
That's great.
You know who else? Dean Ambrose is going to be in it too.
Yep.
And he would be a great Intercontinental champion.
Now, I wonder if they'll defend the United States title in the Elimination Chamber as well.
I don't know.
I think they said...
I don't see them putting Cena in that type of match.
Yeah, I think they said it'll probably be on there, but it's not going to be in the chamber.
Yeah.
Basically, they've said Intercontinental and the tag teams are in the chamber.
Yeah, let me ask you this. And they're putting the tag teams in the pods.
Jeez.
What if let's say you're at a tag team in the WWE,
mm-hmm.
and your tag team partner is Big Show, and you have to share that pod with them.
I mean,
you big son of a bitch.
Uncomfortable pod.
what if they go back with the the short-lived tag team of Big Show and Kane.
Oh, Lord.
Put both of them in there together.
That'd be like them sitting next to each other on an airplane or something. Like, would you please get your elbows off?
We'll have two-story pods for that match. That's what we'll do.
So. Anyway, yeah, that's when is Elimination Chamber?
31st. It's the last Sunday of this month.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Well, so that's another show we'll get to do.
Okay, did you give a prediction for Wade?
No, we haven't heard from this.
Okay. It's a tough call.
Yeah,
it is a tough call.
You know, listening to like what both of y'all have said, both make really great points. You know, before hearing y'all's opinions, I was thinking, okay, Neville's going to go over in this, mainly because what happened on this past Raw. You know, he had the win against Cena. He was going to be U.S. champion, and then Rusev came in, interfered.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he still looked really strong that he can do something like that.
Yeah.
But then the fact that Barrett just won King of the Ring, mm-hmm. they're obviously wanting to push him, make him look strong. And, this pay-per-view, I really don't think it means so much to either one of them. I really think it's going to come down to them two in the Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, I think Neville is going to go over on this one, and Barrett is going to...
You're wrong. Stop going against me.
You're all wrong.
I think it's going to, you know, maybe like a roll-up or something like that, but Neville's going to get the win, and then Barrett's going to come out really strong in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even
know
who's in the chamber exactly.
You know, y'all just picking opposite of whatever I say, you bunch of animals.
Hey, I was with you with the Ascension.
That's true.
I was the lone one that was with the Mega Powers there.
Let's talk next match.
Okay. Ziggler and Sheamus. There's no arse kissing in this one.
Well, I'm not watching it.
Too easy. Just too easy. I'm going to say... Ziggler. Ziggler gets some payback for that loss at Extreme Rules.
He didn't lose.
Well, he actually won.
He actually won.
Remember.
No, he gets payback from what happened at the end of it.
Okay.
I'm going to lose.
I'm picking
Because you guys are Sheamus. I'm going to pick Sheamus,
I'm picking
right?
Sheamus on this one. I'm picking Sheamus. They're using this program to build Sheamus up.
Now, Sheamus has looked better as a heel.
Yes.
And this is rivaling that heel work he did with Triple H, too, to me.
This is building Sheamus's heel persona, and this is going to be a win for Sheamus. It needs to be a win for Sheamus, because the win at Extreme Rules, as awkward as it was, still got him over as a heel.
Oh yeah,
because he
beat
the living hell out of Ziggler after the thing and was like, yeah, I'm not kissing your arse or whatever, you know. So, but yeah, that alone, you know, can get you over. People just wanting to see something bad happen to you can get you over. And they don't need to give the people that yet. They need to keep him strong as a heel. So they need to give that win to Sheamus to put him over.
I completely agree.
Sorry,
man,
Derek.
Okay. Whatever. Next match.
The tag team titles. 2 out of 3 falls, New Day, and Cesaro and Kid.
I'm not going first on this one. One of you guys go.
All right.
What do we say?
I think New Day on this one. They got a good heel run going. They need to keep it going. And I think there's a better program of Cesaro and Kid chasing titles than having titles.
Right.
And
well, if they're faces, which by now they're more face than they are.
Yeah.
Way more. And they're doing a great job.
They're getting over. They're getting over big time.
Earlier when me and Mike were talking about them, you know, they're kind of this generation Heart Foundation.
Yeah. And it would be great to have them win the tag titles at the Elimination pay-per-view.
I think if you're booking
a good pay-per-view.
Right.
I would say SummerSlam myself.
Yeah.
Big pay-per-view, give the faces the big blow-off there.
Yeah. Well,
you know, maybe
my opinion.
Your opinion's wrong.
My opinion. My opinion, I think you keep the heel you keep the heel team strong, give them the win. You know, they got the three-man advantage. You know, they got the third-man advantage.
Which, before you go any further, they're using the free bird rule.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. It makes things interesting. So, anyway, you got the third-man advantage. You're using the free bird rule. Let's keep it going. You know, let's keep it going for at least another pay-per-view. And then, you know, if you, even if you lose at the Elimination Chamber, you know, you've got programs built for SummerSlam and anything following. So, you know, you've got your good three-man heel tag team there. So, yeah. I say they win at Payback. I say New Day wins at Payback.
Your turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think New Day's going to keep it. I think it's too soon for them to take the titles from them. They're doing too well right now as heels.
Right. Yeah. Book them. Yeah. New Day.
New Day.
And I even think they'll win an Elimination Chamber, and they're going to find some way to cheat in the Elimination Chamber to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll be in a heel fashion, and then they're going to lose the title to someone at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, we got plenty of time down the road. Next match.
All right, let's go with the Ryback and Bray Wyatt match.
Bray. Next.
Yeah.
I want to say Bray. You know, and it's going to, God, let it, please, let Bray get a clean win here.
Now, I've actually heard they might turn Bray face soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard the
same
thing.
He's already over with the crowd.
Yeah, yeah, so. I mean, but now, as long as he, you know, he's got to keep cutting the same type of promos, you know, as long as he's not cutting Boy Scout promos and that with that same, hey, man, everything's cool, man, I'm like John Cena now, man, but I talk like this, man. Mm-hmm. As long as they keep him kind of dark. I mean, you know, The Undertaker was a face, too, with his
right.
dark
yeah,
character.
He can stay
so.
Dark
I mean,
and stay face.
Him turning face isn't going to change his
no,
character
no,
at all.
No, no, no,
it
no.
It just changes who he faces in the ring.
Yeah, yeah. Book it now, Wyatt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please just let it be clean.
Yeah.
He needs a clean pay-per-view win. Oh, and I'm sorry. I keep saying pay-per-view. We're calling them Super Raws now.
They're Super Raws. Yes.
I'll still
Super
call,
Raw.
I'll still call the big four pay-per-views, but this is a Super yeah. Raw.
That's great.
But yeah, Bray absolutely has to win. There's no reason for him to lose.
To Ryback.
Yeah.
No. Nah. That's all I can say about yeah. it. No. Let's go on and move to the next match.
All right. Cena, Rusev, I Quit match.
Cena.
Dana.
Cena. I mean, we all know Cena's going to win.
Yeah. It's
you know
it's
oh.
getting old having the same guys face each
you
other.
You know, I
can like it's not the world title, okay?
Right.
It's not the world title. You can't have the same guys facing each other for the same titles over and over again at every pay-per-view. It doesn't make sense. And I realize that, you know, having him face the main face of the company, Cena, is getting the kid over. There does come a point when it gets old.
It gets
stale.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
It's getting stale. They need to do something different in this program. I think Cena's going over, but they've got to do something different here to change this up in some way, shape, or form. I know the Lana thing is a factor.
Well,
here.
here is how it's going to happen.
Okay,
Lana will be throwing in the towel for Rusev.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
She's gonna
be involved with the finish of this match, and it's not gonna.
Okay.
And
so
then she's gonna get
this
over.
This is just
face.
Specifically for her to do that.
Yeah. Okay. It has to be.
Yeah. It's gonna break them up, and it's gonna give you know, Cena and Rusev new feuds.
Okay.
You
know? Yeah, and it's gonna give good. Rusev nuclear.
and it's good that Cena keeps it because then he's gonna keep defending it, and you know, yeah. keeping it, you know. Prestigious, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and having people, you know, giving the open challenge every week.
I'd love for an NXT guy to come out there and beat him one night.
Oh, oh yeah. Man. You know, and
the
I
same
think
same push that he got from Angle.
Well, you know,
oh, yeah.
you know. He didn't last with Angle, but he still got the
all right.
push to the moon by
I'm,
Angle.
I'm gonna put you
coming
on,
out there,
I'm gonna
so.
Put you on the spot right now. If you could pick any of the NXT guys that could go in there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now and go and beat Cena. Who would you pick?
Well, we know Zayn already did last. Already did.
I'm talking
to
that hasn't
week,
faced
so
him yet.
That hasn't faced him. Okay.
I've already got the guy in my head.
Any of the NXT
it would
guys.
It would be perfect for his character. And it would shoot him to the moon, and it's what this guy needs, and he could keep doing what he's doing.
Are you thinking Baron Corbin?
Baron damn Corbin, man. Okay. He came if he came out and won that, and he wouldn't have to say a word.
Nope.
He could keep doing what he's doing like he's doing in NXT, just mm-hmm. coming in, whooping ass.
Because what I've seen of Baron Corbin, there was like, I think there was a stint there where his matches were lasting like 30 seconds
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, people would count.
Yeah, they were the audience was actually counting to 30, and
the match was over
by 30. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that I could see that happening. Trying to think of any other guys that I would see that happening with, but I can't. I think Baron Corbin would have to be the guy that I'd pick as far as the ones that haven't faced him yet.
Either that or may I could see
now has Neville faced him?
Neville faced him on Monday.
He did face him on Monday.
Yeah,
that's
Monday.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Then Rusev interfered.
Yeah.
Maybe Solomon Crowe. He needs a little more character development,
yeah.
I think. But he's going in the right direction down mm-hmm. there. You know, who is Tyler Breeze?
Mm-hmm.
Man, he could come in and get some massive heat.
Tyler Breeze, one of the most awesome guys to meet backstage, by the way.
Really?
Really super nice guy.
You know, I was actually listening to a podcast. It was Colt Cabana's podcast, and I was listening to one. I saw he did a podcast with Carlito. I'm like, man, I love Carlito. I got to hear this.
mm-hmm.
And one thing he said that was really interesting in it, that was like, one thing he noticed growing up in the business, like, the bad guys were all nice and the faces were dicks.
Yeah.
like, they said, and Colt Cabana went in this story about this British wrestler who would hold up all the kids, and afterwards, and when the cameras were off and he was backstage, like, man, these fucking kids, I can't stand them.
Yeah. That's
it's
pretty
funny.
Much the way it is, yeah.
But Tyler Breeze is cool?
Tyler Breeze is awesome. I would love to see him get pushed to the moon, and I love his work too.
Yeah, he's still does the pretty boy thing, but he's gotten a lot more intense in the ring on NXT.
Yes, yes.
And he's done some good work with
Tommy. I compare his character to Zoolander. I think
you know who it reminds me of? Mm-hmm. Then coming to think about it, you remember this is way back in the day, Gorgeous George.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He has a lot of Gorgeous George to him. A tough guy in the ring, but you know, Gorgeous George had curlers in his hair and he was the first guy to wear robes to the ring and
I would compare and not even like a goofy Zoolander. I'd compare him to a cool Zoolander,
right.
You know, cuz I think he's got the character down. He just needs to get the company behind him.
And yeah, and I think that's going to happen. I mean, he's easily hated heel. Easily. If he came
now,
in.
I know this is for discussion later, but I'm just going to ask a simple yes or no question. Did any of you guys watch the E60 stuff for ESPN?
I haven't watched it yet. I've heard.
But I know what you're.
Holy
crap.
Adam Rose is going to get something special.
Yes, please go watch it, and we'll talk about it on the next podcast because that was unbelievable.
We mentioned it earlier, what we had heard about
it.
I heard Adam Rose and. Xavier, not Rhodes.
Woods.
What Xavier Woods. I cannot nail his. He had a big part on it.
He had a big part on it. There was a guy named Cassidy.
Big Cass.
Yeah.
Big Cass is awesome.
Big
Him
Cass.
And Enzo Amore.
Yes.
S A W F T.
I gotta tell you this. I gotta rat this out though, because the entrance video that comes on. When Enzo Amore and Big Cass come out, their little Titantron video. Go look up New Experience Wrestling, the opening to our show that we used to have in West Memphis. It's almost the exact same opening. I am not even exaggerating in one little bit. My buddy Mo, DJ Stegall, my former tag team partner and everything, he told me, dude, look at it. He says, it's the NEW opening playing on the Titantron when they come out. And I'm like, I watched it. I'm like, that's it. Because there's a subway cars running through the background. There's chain link fences and everything. I'm like, it's the exact same thing. I was like, I couldn't believe it.
You know, those two guys are very entertaining together.
Yes,
too,
yes, yes.
Let's finish out our payback
our card,
predictions. We got the Fatal 4-Way coming up. I think
Fatal
it's a no-brainer.
Rollins. It's
yeah.
There's no point. There's no point in Dean Ambrose or Roman Reigns or Randy Orton walking out with that title.
At this point, no.
Right.
Now, if they do, it's going to be the shock of the world to me. If Dean Ambrose somehow walks out of that belt with the belt, man, my jaw will probably literally hit the floor. But I would be really happy too.
It'll be a good match. It'll be a great match.
It's going. I think we're going to see a triple powerbomb in it, though, just for aesthetic's sake.
Oh, yeah.
Sake.
They'll tease it. They'll at least tease it. Yeah.
I want to see it happen. I want the Shield to come back. I just want the Shield back.
Yeah.
I just want the Shield back,
It would be
too.
Great heat on them if they
Oh, man, Dean Ambrose would be so damn hated if he joined the Authority after all this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He would be the biggest heel in the company. He would surpass Rollins if he turned his back on the fans now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they're... even if it's just during the match, you know, it'd be cool if the three of them teamed up against Orton. You know,
it's going to happen at some point. It's going to happen. Someone's getting Damn it! Someone's getting triple powerbombed, or I'm going to lose my shit.
You think they'll do it to Kane? Because you know Kane's going to get involved because he, you know, his job with the Authority.
No, I don't
is
think. No, you won't do it to Kane. J&J.
They'd probably. Powerbomb both of them at the same time.
Yeah, well, Rollins probably won't get involved with that, but you know they're going to do something crazy with J&J.
Oh yeah,
and I don't know. It's real. The Kane
and thinking about
variable.
It, maybe that's how they do it.
Or what about this?
Reigns, Ambrose, and Orton triple powerbomb. You know, somebody.
Yeah,
everybody. They may pull somebody out of the crowd. I don't know.
Think about this one too. What if Rollins turns face? And shield going against the corporation.
No, because Rollins is too backed by the Authority. I don't see him leaving the Authority.
It'd be a good twist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Rollins is right now.
What twist?
Rollins right now is like, he's the top heel in
the
company.
Top. Yeah.
And he's doing a fantastic job.
Oh, yeah.
As a heel.
But yeah, Rollins leaves with the title.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Easily. And you know,
as far
as
predictions go, right. Rollins wins with the
title.
You
know, Big Show's not. I bet Big Show may get involved with this too. He's not on the card.
That's true.
Have we seen anything out of Big Show lately? Was he on Raw?
No.
You know, he has been away for a while. Maybe I don't know. Maybe he returns and
causes through that announcer's table and
maybe Kane. Maybe Kane turns.
He hasn't been on since the last pay per view.
Right. Since Reigns.
Yeah.
Since Extreme Rules. Maybe Kane's about to turn face and Big Show comes out. And
they're teasing that a lot. That,
yeah.
Kane's getting
something
away from
big's
the Authority.
About to happen with Kane. Yeah. But those are our pay per view predictions or Super Raw predictions for Payback.
Super Raw.
And guys, anything else before we wrap this thing up? Dan. You good? Any rants?
I'm good. You know,
you've had some time off, so all your rants should be out of your system.
Well, not exactly, but
you know.
Well,
I can give you a rant if you want.
No,
me to,
no,
you know,
No. Let's save that for another day.
No, you don't want it.
No,
you sure?
Oh yeah, man.
Okay,
yeah, it's up. It's up.
Said give him more time to simmer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hammer that back down and keep it inside me.
So, all right, we're going to wrap this up. Some news coming up in the next couple of weeks. Dan is working on something that I am extremely, like, I am giddy about this interview we're going to get. I don't want to tell him who, but if you're a fan.
I confirmed it today.
If you're a fan of Memphis wrestling, like we are, and if you're a fan of old school USWA heel manager work, you're really going to enjoy this interview, and I'm really excited.
If you're a fan of WWF,
yeah, I'm really excited when we get to talk to this guy.
He is still smiling. He told us about it about 30, 45 minutes ago.
Yeah,
the smile has not left his face,
and he told me I have to be his grounding rod because he says yes, I will be drinking beer during this interview, and you know, he looked me straight in the face and goes, "You can edit out anything we need to take out, right?"
I'm not editing a damn thing.
You're going to need to, because you know, he gets to talking and he'll say some stuff.
Well,
that shouldn't
get
out.
Let's not spoil anything. Let's not spoil anything.
I know.
But we're going to wrap this thing up. Quick housekeeping before we go. As always, go check out oversellpodcast.com. If you do it on your iPhone, there is a click to subscribe in iTunes button. You click that. It takes you to our podcast in your podcast app, and you can subscribe from there. Leave us a 5-star, 4-star rating. Give us a little review. Tell us what we can work on. Tell us what we're doing good. Follow us on Twitter at Oversell Podcast. Dan is one.
At one dangerous Dan. sorry. I missed my cue there.
At WolfMike23.
I'm at Schropnuts, Schroepnuts. I'm going to close the show the way my dad closes his radio show, just because I want to say something inspirational. And he always closes his radio show, and I always like this saying, if I can remember how it goes. Be sure to hug whoever it is. Be sure to hug your wife, your kids, whoever it is close to you, because you don't know when, or more importantly, if you'll ever get to do it again. Thanks for listening, folks.